Two things happened yesterday. Well, three things. Besides the alligator eating the kid. Okay? Besides that, besides the alligator eating it, we talked about that yesterday. And I guess he didn't eat the kid. He just drowned the kid. As my girlfriend would say, the alligator was protecting the kid. It was protecting the kid. I was like, oh, that's witty. Like, oh, you're comparing it to the gorilla and the people saying the gorilla was protecting the child after he was dragging him around by his ankle. I said, oh, that's cute. But yeah, I guess the alligator didn't, like, swallow the kid. He grabbed him and dragged him underwater and didn't drown him. Wonder why the alligator didn't eat him. I mean, that hasn't really been discussed. I think maybe because it's just kind of morbid and like, why didn't the alligator eat the child? Why didn't he consume him? Why didn't he just chew him up? It's kind of weird. But that happened yesterday. Also, a report came out that the Obama administration is fast-tracking. They're fast-tracking Syrian refugees. I don't know why. Doesn't make a lot of sense right now, but that kind of slid under the wire. Not too many people reported on that. Matter of fact, I think Fox is the only one that reported on that. And that's something. Something as big as that, and the only people that report on that is Fox. See what I mean? It was nowhere to be found on ABC and NBC and MSNBC and CNN. Wolf Blitzer didn't convene a panel about that, but the Obama administration is basically ramping up the refugee program. In the past 5 weeks, they've brought in 3,500 to 4,000 refugees. In the past 5 weeks, they brought in more refugees in than in the last 7 months. And they're ramping it up even more. Why? Like, why? Why would they do this? Again, when Trump says, what is going on? What is happening with this administration? What is happening with this president? What is going on? Now I'm thinking that Wolfie and Cooper and Maddow, the rest of them, didn't want to talk about this because CIA Director Brennan, he came out today and said, ISIS is trying to get to America via the refugee program. Yes. CIA Director John Brennan said, ISIS is stronger than ever Again, I'm not making this up. This isn't on a conspiracy site alongside an article about chemtrails. And remember, Democrats and the media are telling us that the attack was because of a gun and because of repressed homosexuality. That's what they're pushing. That's what they're pushing. And here's the CIA director saying, ISIS is stronger than ever. Despite Obama telling all of us that he's killed thousands and thousands and thousands of ISIS soul terrorists, and they're weakened, and they're going broke. Well, the CIA director said, not so fast. They're not that weak. They're not that broke. Matter of fact, they're coming up with more and clever ways to get to America via the refugee program. And by other means. This is the CIA director. This is the CIA director. This isn't Chemtrail Network. It's the CIA director. So you have refugees coming to the United States by the thousands. Remember when Trump says that, the Democrats and the media go, oh, he's lying. He's lying. He's a liar. And then the Obama administration comes out and goes, we've already let in a few thousand, and in the next weeks and months, we're going to be doubling and tripling the refugee intake. So, yeah, when Trump says Obama administration is letting thousands into our country, it's true. It's not a lie. It's true. And then a day later, the CIA director says, ISIS is trying to get in through the refugee program. Nobody is talking about that. And the liberal talking point, the press's talking point, the Democrats' talking point is, well, we have a vetting process that these refugees have to go through. We have a good vetting process. We don't have anything, absolutely anything to worry about. We have a vetting process that will not let any terrorists in. And that gets beaten into our heads by the Democrats, the liberals, and the press. But yet, every time there's a terrorist attack. We hear all the missed signs, all the flags, all the red flags that were up, that were missed. I mean, think about this. Again, low information voter is not, I repeat, not in the Republican Party. It's in the Democrat Party. For Hillary Clinton to be leading in the polls, man, we'll talk about that later, because depending on what poll you believe, depending on which, propaganda wing is pushing that poll out, could be 12 points, could be 4 points. Seriously, one poll has her up by 12, another poll has her up by 5. I mean, that's a pretty big discrepancy. Okay, so come on now. But regardless, she's up. So that means there are people that don't get this information, and they only get the gun mysteriously shot and killed 50 gay people because the gun was gay. It was a gay gun. That's one concept. Second concept, they're just stupid and they hear all this information and it goes in one ear, out the other, and they go back to the gay gun theory. You know, the JFK assassination, the single bullet theory, the magical single bullet theory. This is the gay gun theory. Just a gay gun. Wow, I'm the gay gun. And I hate myself. And I hate gays. And the gay gun went into the club and killed gays. Who was using that gun? No one. It was like the Stephen King movie, Christine. It was a possessed car. This was a possessed gay gun. Self-hating gay gun. Because anybody that has a shred, just a shred of intelligence, would go, we're getting inundated with Syrian refugees. We're being told by the press and the Democrats that we have this great vetting process. The CI director is saying ISIS is working overtime to get into America via the refugee program. And we just had another terror attack, which could have been stopped, but a whole bunch of people in law enforcement at the federal level dropped the ball. But yet, all of these people are going to be thoroughly vetted, and no one will slip through the cracks. I mean, a logical, intelligent person would take all that in and instantly go, BS, 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 BS. No vote for Hillary, no vote for Hillary, no vote for the Democrats. Because these are all Democrat things. These are all, I mean, again, this is, it's just common sense. I mean, the stuff is common sense. And then you have Senator Chris Murphy staging a filibuster yesterday, a 15-hour filibuster, holding up pictures of little kids killed at Sandy Hook. What happened Saturday had nothing to do with Sandy Hook, except a gun was used. A gun was used. And in both instances, getting rid of that gun would not have prevented what happened. Absolutely would not have prevented what happened. The only thing that could have been prevented was as many people killed. If you want to play that game. But in that case, you're just saying what? We're happy with death. We're happy that murder happened because it wasn't as much as it could have been. I mean, that's kind of, I don't even know what you call that. I don't even know what you call that. Except Democrat logic. Chris Murphy to do this 15-hour filibuster and spend most of the time talking about Sandy Hook is silly. It really is silly. Both cases are so different. We can't even, go through the count. We'd be here for 10 hours breaking down how different each case is. The only thing that's similar is an assault rifle was in both. And like we talked about yesterday, an assault rifle or two or three handguns with a whole bunch of clips would have killed just as many people as was killed with the assault rifle. Remember, there were people on the floor of the club, some playing dead, others just wounded, and Mateen shot at people that were on the ground to make sure they were dead. It wasn't an assault rifle that really got the numbers up. It was really the fact that Mateen was hell-bent on killing and making sure he killed as many people as he could. So when you're listening to all this information, you're listening to the propaganda that's spewed out by the press and the Democrats, you got to be a low information studox to believe that we are safe. That there isn't something going on with our government. I mean, there's a report out, and we'll find out if it's true or not. The guy could just be full of crap. But this Mateen tried to buy body armor in one store. And the manager or owner of the gun store was like, nah, man, we don't have body armor. We don't have that type of stuff. And then Mateen got on the phone and was talking Arabic to somebody. But at the end of the day, there's a report that this gun owner, this gun store owner, called the authorities and said, hey, I had this guy in here who's acting weird. Really, sir? What was he doing? Well, he was speaking Arabic. He was asking for body armor. He appeared to be Muslim. Oh, sir, you're being Islamophobic. You're being a racist. I mean, if this story is true and it's being reported on, that would have to be the only conclusion you get from it, because the authorities didn't do anything about it. And it was weeks and weeks ago. Just like the red flag that was missed the first time the FBI investigated Mateen. And they said, yo, man, why are you saying all these things? He said, I'm just saying it to scare my coworkers because they're being mean to me and they're saying racist things and they're being bigoted because I'm a Muslim. And the FBI went, okay, you're right. We're going to drop the investigation because we've been told to make sure we are very sensitive. Make sure we understand that Islamophobia is strong and well and alive. And since you're invoking that, then we're sorry. Remember, that was the report. Now, that is factual. That is factual. That happened. Mateen explained away his behavior by just saying things to freak his coworkers out because they were bullying him. And with this environment that Obama has created in the last 7.5 years, that's the rule of thumb. You get into an argument with someone on any level whatsoever, you shut it down by claiming racism. You shut it down by saying you're a racist. You're a homophobe. You're an Islamophobe. All you gotta do is put phobe after whatever it is. You're a food phobe. Phobe or shame. Those are the two magic Obama words. I mean, look at Obama. On more than one occasion, when you talk about Republicans or Trump saying racist things, and you know how many times in the last 7.5 years, when something hasn't been going the way Obama wants it to go, he immediately says, well, you know, I think there's some members of Congress that have a real problem with me because I'm black. I mean, that's a common theme for Obama and the Democrats and the Obama supporters. I mean, just go listen to Joy Reid. Go listen to her, Rachel Maddow, Lawrence O'Donnell. Just listen to any liberal. They'll tell you that. The only reason Republicans oppose Obama is because he's black. So, yeah. When the FBI goes and says to Mateen, Hey, man. Hey, man, why did you say this? Well, because they're being mean to me. They're racist. They're Islamophobic. The FBI goes, okay. I mean, that was a red flag that the FBI went, nah. Then the guy's hanging out with suicide bomber. And they say, well, it was just a casual. They were just casually. Just a casually. Yeah. Casually. That's a pretty casually. Another red flag just bomb. So, how is it that the FBI, and remember, San Bernardino. Remember San Bernardino? There were red flags all over the place in that. I mean, every single one of these attacks, the Tarnaya brothers in Boston, these attacks all had red flags. These attacks all could have been stopped. All these attacks could have been stopped. There were signs. There were signs. And they weren't just like, oh, that person's acting kooky. I mean, there were legitimate signs. And our government didn't do anything about it. And yet, the vetting process with all of these refugees is perfect. how can anybody say that? The CIA director saying, hey, trust me, okay? Trust me. I'm telling you, ISIS is strong, powerful, and still well-funded. They are working overtime to get here through that program. The CIA director. And the press and the Democrats are like, yeah, but we have a vetting process. Well, why is that vetting process going to work? But the FBI investigating these terrorists hasn't been working. They've just been letting them go. So the people that are vetting the refugees will do a better job than the Federal Bureau of Investigations? Really? Come on, man. Low information voters, come on. Really? You're this stupid. Come on, man. And the media, I mean, you know what? I would say they should be ashamed spewing this, but they're getting paid. They're getting a paycheck. They're getting a paycheck. They have no scruples. They have no morals. They're getting a paycheck. And a big paycheck. You think Breonna Keeler and Wolf Blitzer and Chris Hayes, what do you think they're making $40,000 a year? They're making hundreds of thousands, some of them millions. Some of the faces like Wolf Blitzer. He's making a 7-figure paycheck. You think he's making $1,000 a week? Get out of here. They're getting paid. They're getting paid. Getting paid. Some of them have foundations. Some of them have these think tank foundations. I don't even know what. I got to figure out how to create one of these think tank foundations. And then you have big money liberals pay that foundation, and you take a salary from that foundation. I got to figure out how to get into this. I got to get into this. But they're getting paid, so they don't care. But man, the people that are voting for Hillary Clinton are the dumbest mother effers in the world. The dumbest. I mean, seriously. People that follow Democrats are dumb. They really are. They're dumb. They're low information voters. And they're the lowest of the low. I mean, they are dumb. And liberals point to Republicans as being stupid? Are you kidding me? You read these things off to a Republican and they'll go, yeah, that's a problem. You read them off to a Democrat and they'll go, No, well, hey. They vet those refugees. But wait a minute. They didn't vet these terrorists because they weren't terrorists. Really, what were they? Well, you see, the couple, it was workplace violence. What? Yeah. They made fun of him because he had a beard. So he got mad at his coworkers and he shot them. That's workplace violence. That's not, where did you hear that from? Huffington Post. Oh. Okay. I was watching Rachel Maddow. She said it. She said that the nightclub, it wasn't terrorism. It was a hate crime. Regardless if he was Muslim, it was a hate crime, and Christians do that too. Okay. Low, and for, that's the Democrat Party. So, listen, again, look at they're like magical. And look at all the black people that vote for the Democrats. I mean, millions and millions and millions of black people vote for Democrats. Why? Like, why? What is it? What is it? I mean, break it down. What is it? They're just programmed and told that Republicans, the Democrats, they're magical. They're magical with their BS. They really are. And they pull it off. They pull it off. The media pulls it off. If Brooke Baldwin is saying what the message, and you have Andre Mitchell, and so you every channel, Stephanopoulos, every channel, boom, 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 boom. Sometimes I'll watch CNN and a story like the influx of refugees and the CIA drive. Stuff like that, and you can watch CNN or you can watch ABC or NBC in the morning, and none of this will be discussed. It won't be talked about. It's just nothing. Nothing. And now in this campaign season, you'll hear, we want to talk about Donald Trump, and he had a woman wear a bathing suit 25 years ago. So we're going to bring in the panel now and discuss this. We have the Senate conducting a filibuster now. The Democrats are conducting a filibuster. They want gun control. What gun control? A terror. I mean, again, we said this yesterday. A terror watch list. A terror watch list. A gun ban list. Whatever you want to call it. Wouldn't have stopped the shooting Saturday. I mean, it's just like the Democrats and it's just like the press to not attack the problem. Remember, he was on a list. The FBI said, oh, people are saying these things to you because they are Islamophobic, they're racist. Okay, we're taking you off the list. Well, once they took him off the list, he could buy a gun. He could buy a gun. Now, if he was on the list, he wouldn't have been able to buy a gun. So you gotta fix that problem. It's not a list problem. I mean, it's the same MO. It's Anderson Cooper attacking Pam Bondi for gay marriage. Like, gay marriage and Republicans opposing gay marriage somehow caused this Islamic extremist to kill 50 people or 49 people. Having a watch list or a assault weapons ban will stop terrorism. And it's simply not the case, because every single one of these instances were all done by legal means. By legal means. The San Bernardino terrorists got their weapons and did what they did through legal means. They had people that helped them. Which goes to the Donald Trump argument, which is, these people are not lone wolves. They're not acting alone. People help them. In most cases, their family helps them. But we ignore that. But assault weapons ban and a gun list would not have stopped San Bernardino, would not have stopped Tennessee. What about the Boston Marathon bombers? Oh, I forgot. They didn't have guns. They had bombs. No one wants to tackle the problem, which is Islamic extremism. But nobody wants to do a thing about that. Everybody wants to dance around it. Nobody wants to punish the countries that support Islamic extremism. And remember, Islamic extremism is not just blowing people up. Islamic extremism is putting homosexuals to death by throwing them off buildings. Islamic extremism is the practice of female genital mutilation. Islamic extremism is making a woman cover herself from head to toe in a sheet. Islamic extremism is putting someone to death because they left the religion. Islamic extremism is chopping somebody's head off in the middle of the town in front of thousands of people as they cheer this on. Islamic extremism is burying someone up to their neck and then having 50 or 60 people throw rocks at their head, all for saying something bad about the Prophet Muhammad. These are all instances of Islamic extremism. So you don't just have to blow up people. You don't have to go and kill people in a nightclub to be considered an Islamic extremist. So until our country, our president, whoever that is, says to the countries that practice Islamic extremism, all of these things that I have said, until our country, our president says, you know what, we're not going to do business with you if you do these things. But we're going to put you in the axis of evil category. Okay? By creating gun lists, by banning assault weapons, or guns for that matter, like Rolling Stone wants to be done, this isn't going to stop terrorists from killing us. It's just not going to happen. You have to deal with Islamic extremism. And it's not just blowing people up. It's not, I'm sorry. Media ignores it. Like I've said time and time again. When Anderson Cooper is attacking an attorney general of a state for doing her job, but he doesn't attack any Muslim guest that he's ever had. He doesn't attack Hillary Clinton. He doesn't attack anybody that supports Saudi Arabia, Qatar, or any of these Middle East countries that practice Islamic extremism. You have to deal with that. You have to deal with that. We're going to keep getting hit. Everybody's making a big deal because Trump said this is going to keep happening. Oh my God, this is dangerous rhetoric. How is it dangerous rhetoric? It's the truth. It's the truth. What's dangerous is not facing the truth. What's dangerous is pretending something doesn't exist when it's punching you in the face. That's dangerous. And that's what's happening. From the CIA director to refugees to a vetting process to an administration that has dropped the ball. I'm telling you, if a Republican was president now, they would have been impeached. If there was a president right now, there would not be debates about gun lists and assault weapons. They'd be calling for that president to resign. Democrats and the press would be convening every day with panels and investigations talking about all of these attacks and how they could have been stopped. Remember that slob Michael Moore? You all remember that slob? Remember how big of a deal him and just all the liberals, all the press. Remember the big deal they made that George Bush was reading My Pet Goat while we were under attack? Remember? And he just read My Pet Goat. Imagine what they'd be saying if a Republican was president. Remember during 9/11 and all the things that were happening, and they would play that clip of George Bush giving a statement about terrorism and things that happened, and then he goes, "Now watch me hit this ball," or whatever he said. Everybody made a big deal. I mean, imagine. If Romney was the president for the last 4 years, just imagine. Yeah, he wouldn't be. Paul Ryan would be the president. Mitt Romney would have resigned. We would have had the first president to ever resign because the Democrats and the press shamed him into resigning because terrorism was running rampant in the United States. I mean, imagine the narrative that the Democrats and the press would have put out there if you had a Republican president that had attack after attack under his watch. And things like the CIA director going, ISIS is trying to get in through the refugee program. And then that president, that Republican president going, we're ramping up our influx of Syrian refugees. The press would be like, what? Traitor! There would be no, oh, was Donald Trump insinuating the press? Just like they do now. When they go, you know what? The only reason the Republicans are doing this is because they're all racists. Van Jones, he'd be a racist. They'd be straight up Van Jones and Chris Cuomo and Stephanopoulos, Scott Pelley, Gail King. They'd all be just every day. I can't believe the president is letting this happen. Is he stupid? Or Whoopi Goldberg? Oh, forget about it. They wouldn't be outraged at the gay gun. They would be outraged at the Republican president who is asleep at the wheel, ignored sign after sign after sign, incident after incident after incident. They would be calling for a full investigation of the FBI because they seem to be dropping the ball. I mean, imagine a Republican president having San Bernardino and Orlando happen. I mean, remember, it wasn't that long ago that San Bernardino happened. So you have San Bernardino, you have terrorism, and you have a whole bunch of balls being dropped. A whole bunch of balls were dropped. And people said, this could have been stopped. This could have been prevented. If we would have just did A, B, C, or D. And then a few months later, Orlando happens. And people go, wow, we didn't learn anything from San Bernardino? The president would be done, finished, over. The Republican president would be finished, be over. And if this story pans out to be true, of the gun shop owner making a call, saying, hey, I had this Muslim dude speaking Arabic, wanting body armor. If that turns out to be true, oh my God. Oh boy. Amazing. That's why you gotta own the media, babe. Gotta own that media.